In the early 1970s, in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, composer Mulatu Astatke created a signature blend of Ethiopian music and jazz. Decades later, early recordings of his Ethio-jazz earned him an international following when they appeared on reissue CDs. Now, Astatke has rewarded fans with a new album called Sketches of Ethiopia. Banning Air has this review.
It's bold indeed for any jazz artist to evoke Miles Davis's landmark album Sketches of Spain. But Mulatu Astatke, like Miles, is a true original. And the music he first imagined 40 years ago sounds as fresh and contemporary today as it did in the swinging Addis Ababa of 1973. Mulatu Astatke doesn't just compose, arrange, and play jazz. He uses it as a tool to explore cultures and create musical bridges between them. On the song Asmari, he fills out his brassy jazz ensemble with Ethiopian drums and the Masinko lute, all orchestrated around a cantering traditional rhythm. Mulatu Astatke's music is cool and complex, but at the same time easily engaging. It has an almost narrative quality that keeps you constantly wondering what's coming next. Sketches of Ethiopia incorporates ideas and musicians from three continents and many more nations, but the music still maintains a strong Ethiopian stamp. It's never predictable, and for all the surprises, it never feels cluttered or gimmicky. That's the mark of a master, and we're lucky that after all these years, the father of Ethio-jazz has not lost his edge.
Banning Air is senior editor at afropop.org. He reviewed Sketches of Ethiopia by Mulatu Astatke.